From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Secretary of State John Kerry says Iran is well on its way to dismantling critical parts of its nuclear program and could get sanctions relief within days. NPR's Michelle Kelman reports Kerry made the statement just hours after Iran returned 10 U.S. sailors whose boat strayed into Iranian waters.
Kerry says the incident involving the sailors could have turned out differently had it happened a few years ago before the U.S. and Iran were talking. That it was resolved quickly, he says, is a testament to the critical role of diplomacy. And he says when he spoke to his Iranian counterpart, he got good news on the nuclear front, too.
The foreign minister reported to me that the calandria of the plutonium nuclear reactor is now out. And in the next hours, it will be filled with concrete and destroyed.
That is a key step in implementing the nuclear deal and could pave the way for Iran to get sanctions relief within a matter of days. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Speaking to troops at Fort Campbell, Kentucky today, Defense Secretary Ash Carter laid out broad plans to defeat the group known as the Islamic State. Carter also announcing a special commando force has now arrived in Iraq as part of that effort. Speaking to troops in the 101st Airborne Division, Carter said he'll meet next week in Paris with his defense counterparts, mostly from Europe, where he'll challenge them to do more to defeat the group, also known as ISIS or ISIL. Giant General Electric is confirming after more than 40 years the company is leaving Fairfield, Connecticut and moving its global headquarters to Boston. Announcing the decision, the maker of aircraft engines, locomotives, and power turbines says it will move to temporary quarters by next summer, then permanently by 2018. Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy said sometimes it's just the way things go.
We win some, we lose some. I was a mayor for 14 years. I saw companies come and I saw companies go. Our overall numbers continue to increase rapidly.
CEO Jeffrey Immelden defending the move noted Boston is home to more than 55 colleges and universities. People who may not be getting what they want out of the stock market are likely trying their luck at the lottery today. The Powerball drawing is tonight. The jackpot, a record $1.5 billion. NPR's Craig Windham says business was brisk at a 7-Eleven store in the nation's capital.
This machine has been spitting out tickets all day. Clerk Jonathan Amar has been selling dreams nonstop.
I haven't moved from this spot for the past, 4 hours.
How about a ticket for himself?
I bought one. If I'm going to win, it would just be one ticket.
The odds of winning the jackpot are 1 in 292 million, but Donnie Haney is confident.
I know I'm going to win something.
She even knows what she'd do with the money.
I'm going to pay my student loan and go away somewhere. And then I'm going to donate a lot, too.
The Powerball drawing is just before 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Good luck.
A difficult day on Wall Street. The Dow is down 364 points. You're listening to NPR. An avalanche in the French Alps has left 3 people dead, 2 French high school students and a Ukrainian skier. That's according to officials there. They say at least 3 others were injured. The avalanche at a ski resort occurred as 10 students from a local school and their teacher were on the slopes. No word yet on whether other people there are missing, though upwards of 60 rescue workers have been mobilized in a search and rescue effort. Brazil's Ministry of Health says there are now 3,530 cases of microcephaly, with the suspected cause being the Zika virus. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Rio de Janeiro that 4 babies have died recently due to the spike in infant brain damage.
This crisis has now affected 21 out of Brazil's 27 states. 356 new cases of Zika-related microcephaly have been recorded, according to the Ministry of Health. The rising numbers have both health officials and citizens on a state of alert here. Brazil's Ministry of Health believes that the Zika virus affects the placenta of pregnant women, leading to the microcephaly. Those studies to confirm the link are ongoing. So far, there's no cure or vaccine for Zika, which is rarely fatal. Pregnant women, though, are being urged to use repellent and cover up, and those wanting to become pregnant are being told to delay in Brazil. There is concern in the U.S. that the virus could spread to North America. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
Cable news channel Al Jazeera America announcing today it will shutter its U.S. operations by the end of April. That word comes from a Qatar-based Al Jazeera Media Network. The company plans to focus more on digital operations as consumers get their news via mobile devices. The American news channel was created 2.5 years ago but failed to build a substantial audience. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.